You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, as summer begins with heat waves across the country, it also means that music festival season is finally here. 41 years of the Midsummer Music Festival was celebrated in Smithers this past weekend, with acts and audience members coming from all over BC, Canada, and the world to play at one of the biggest music festivals in Northwest BC. This year's lineup had lots of homegrown talent on the bill, including musicians like Teresa Bromley, formerly known as Pasaluco, Toby Moisey, and Juno Award winner Dan Mangan, all hail from Smithers and moved away years ago, have now returned after making it big in the city. Today we'll chat about what festival means to them, what they've been working on over the past little while, and how it feels to come home to the place where all the music began. Stay with us.
Pony Gold from Victoria, BC, also from Smithers, BC.
Great. Teresa, you said you haven't been back in a few years. How did it feel to be up on stage in front of a hometown crowd?
It felt so good. I honestly got a little emotional between songs after I introed. I can't remember which song it was, but just sort of like seeing the community, so many familiar faces, so many supportive people that have sort of been watching me forever since I started playing music. So it was really, really, really emotional and awesome. Yeah.
Well, you guys sounded really clean and it just like a really nice sound. What do you try to go for, especially when you're playing in front of a crowd, like a festival crowd like this?
Yeah, we kind of draw from a bunch of different inspirations. I have sort of a classic country and sort of like I love gospel singers, so that's kind of my background. And then Matt has sort of a background in like blues guitar, you know, he loves the Allman Brothers and that kind of
who doesn't.
I mean, if you don't, then we gotta talk.
You know, it was funny thinking about how many years it's been. I remember seeing you play here and also at the music camp years ago. Kind of, you know, tell me a little bit about what it feels like to be back, knowing that this place has some deep musical roots.
Smithers is so unique in the fact that it's like, I don't know what is in the water, but everyone's very musically talented. I mean, I've been to a lot of other places and there's just something special about Smithers. So it feels amazing, you know, knowing that the community is here and yeah. We all kind of inspire each other and feed off each other, and it's great to come back and have really good players to play with, right? Yeah, we're really lucky, so.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, my name is Toby Moisey, and I'm from Smithers, BC, but I'm living in Toronto currently.
And Toby, who were you just, you guys were playing there, just rocking out some major funk?
Oh, it was the majorest of funk, the funkiest of funk. Yeah, it's my band from Whitehorse. I've been playing with them for, about four, five years now, I guess. Yeah, flute and a funk band, who would have thought?
Oh, it's awesome, man. It takes me back. So you're band is coming, Major Funk is coming from the Yukon, but you're coming via Toronto.
Yeah.
So where are you at? You've been one of, I guess, the folks that we always see or hear and know very well, the flute. Not a lot of people get into flute, but you do it very magically.
Thank you.
And you're back at Midsummer Music Festival. What's it like to be back?
Oh, it's great to be back. It's just like I grew up here. I was playing so many gigs, and I saw like Ski Bumps play last night. I remember like jumping on the stage and playing with those guys. And yeah, it's great. Coming a long way from like a little kid who grew up in Smithers to like people may know where I studied flute in Russia. And I'm actually now currently at U of T doing a graduate degree in symphonic conducting. So I just finished the first year of that. And having a lot of fun, like finding a whole new artistic voice and like vulnerability and the weird stuff that conductors have to go through. It's pretty magical.
Super interesting. I mean, you know, Smithers, obviously we're known here of being some musical people. There's a lot of musical talent here. And obviously we're seeing, you know, some of that musical talent this weekend being featured. What is it about this festival and what is it about Smithers that inspired you to do what you're doing? Because like what you're doing is quite different than what most people who get into music are doing.
Well, you know, I did once sit myself down when I was a young man, not that long ago, and I was like, I want to do things that no one I know has done before. So taking me around the world for school, it's taking me up to Yukon and joining a funk band with a flute player with the support of like my awesome friends here. I don't know, there's just so much support, right? Like the stuff is, there's support in the water here. It must be flowing down the river or something. But like I just finished my show here at Stage 3 and like so many people from who knew me as a kid growing up, playing in the community band, singing in the choir, playing on the main stage, doing music like Mike Duke and Smith. I was in his class. All that they did, all came up and like just told me how amazing they thought the show was. Like that's the support that is here and that's just invaluable. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Major Funk. You guys were really heavy. There's people dancing. In my world, anything with brass, when you're listening to brass, it's a good day. Tell me about Major Funk. How did you guys come together?
So Major Funk has been around for about, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 10 years maybe. I've only been with them since the pandemic. I was actually walking our trumpet player, Adrian. He runs a bagel shop. He makes bagels in the mall in Whitehorse. And so I was walking through the mall. I'd hired him to work in my band class a couple of times as a trumpet clinician. And he was like, hey, you probably play saxophone or something. And I was like, well, yeah, I can. And then very shortly, I was jamming with them in a basement at a place called Jarvis, which is famous in Whitehorse. And we were playing with them during the pandemic. I did their first show at the Art Center, the big funk show, but no one could dance or move. But the band's been around for about 7 or 8 years. Right now, we're 6 pieces. There's drums and bass, guitar, and Selena on keys and vocals. Adrian plays trumpet and sings, and I play flute and dance. And it's a blast. We collaborate, we make all this music together. We kind of sit down and we like throw lines around. Sometimes we throw stems like across the internet. I'm in Toronto and I'll get some ideas and I throw flute on top of that. And they're just like a great collaborative group of people. And there's been a few other people who've been in the band through the years. So sometimes when we do a home show in Whitehorse, other people hop on stage, which is always a blast. It's like people I don't even know who were in the band before me. It's, yeah, when we do tours like this, there's always someone who like, oh yeah, Major Funk. Like it's pretty special to be part of this band, yeah.
Very cool, very cool. Last thing for you, you mentioned earlier, you've been coming to this since you're a little child,
yeah.
And now you're a big grown-up man. What is it that you love so much about Festival?
I love just coming here and seeing the awesome, like, community vibe, especially this year. It seems very, very community, and like everyone who's performing seems to be local, which is kind of nice. But that's what I like about it, like walking down and just seeing all these familiar faces. And I come back to Smithers periodically and I could come here and just everyone's we all get older and they all just it's the friendship vibe. It's the magic of Midsummer.
It's like being in your parents' living room.
Well, that's where I'm sleeping right now, so yeah.
Right on, Toby. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dan. And CICK 93.9 FM. You guys rock.
Life's not living unless you're sure to make it. Here we go again. But now it hurts. It kills. Screams. It fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills. But
I'm Dan Mangan, and I am from Vancouver, but I was born right here in Smithers, BC.
Very cool, and we're here at the Midsummer Music Festival. It has its own mythology, this festival. But you said that you have some family lore about Smithers. What's that family lore about?
Yeah, I mean, so my dad moved up here and started a law firm after he finished law school with a guy named Tom Burry, who was maintained here his whole life. And, you know, the two of them, I think three of them, there's another one, started the firm together. And I was born somewhere in the mix. But by the time I was two or so, we headed back down to the Lower Mainland. And so there's stories of, you know, my older siblings as kids based in this city. And my family was sort of intertwined with this other family, the Burries. And I, since, you know, playing concerts around the world, I keep running into their spread Burry family all over the place, and San Francisco and New York and all, you know. And it always ties back to Smithers, but I hadn't been here since I was tiny, so I had no memory of it, no understanding of it. And it's been so nice to come back. I went and saw the house where I was born. I found the house down the end of by the river at the end of Columbia Street, I think it's called. And yeah, just like, the beauty here is unbelievable. This valley is incredible.
Yeah, great, man. One of the things, you came back for the music festival here, Midsummer. Have you ever been here before? And what's kind of your impression?
Never been here. No, it's great. I mean, I love these kind of small town folk festivals, you know, that are very volunteer based, volunteer run, big community element. And you can kind of get a sense that, like, this is the weekend that all of these local pieces aim toward, you know. And it's really cool. Lots of great people here, and it's clear that everyone's having a good time. Kids are currently jumping through a sprinkler. It's a good vibe.
Yes, this is the festival as it is. This year we saw a few names come back to the festival that were started here, whether it was they started their musical careers or were born here. But they've gone away and have been very successful, yourself included, a couple of Junos, all kinds of other awards. What were some of your influences, and why do you think, you know, some of the lore maybe you heard, why do you think this place kind of has this music root here that doesn't seem to be going away? It's producing a lot of great musicians.
Well, I think sometimes secluded places foster the arts, because it's sort of like, what else are you going to do? You know, like, there's a big outdoor component to living around here. And you can get up the mountains and do lots of hill-related things. But I think that, you know, living out in the bush, there's, if you have an instrument, there's something to do. You know, you can sit around a campfire and you can strum away. So, you know, it's great. I mean, and you come to places like Smithers and you meet all the local folks who, you know, aren't touring around in the same way, but they're still fantastic musicians. And they're bringing so much lively, you know, kind of culture to their local town.
Last thing for you, you know, it's midsummer, but for us in the north, summer just kind of started. You got a number of shows coming up. Where are you at right now with your music, and what comes next for you?
Yeah, I've got a handful of festivals throughout the rest of the summer, and some touring in the fall out east in Ontario, and a little bit here in BC. But I just spent a week in the woods with my band, and we recorded the most of a record, and it's the most exciting thing I've ever touched. I can't believe the way I feel about these recordings. And so I'm very excited to sort of tie that up. And I don't know when it'll be out. You know, everything takes a long time, but there will come a time. But right now I've got this special little secret in my back pocket. And anytime I feel low, I just think about that.
In the forest sounds very Led Zeppelin-ish. Where in the forest?
North of Peterborough in Ontario, yeah. A lot of bugs. Not too much corn, but a lot of bugs. And some lake jumping, lake swimming, yeah.
Well, Dan, thanks so much. We look forward to that, and take care.
Thank you so much. Pleasure. Nice meeting you.
Hi there, I'm Ryan Whedon, Smithers, BC born, and happy Smithers local.
All right, Ryan, we're here again at another Midsummer Music Festival. How has this year been going so far? What have some of been the headliners of this one?
Well, first of all, we were really happy with the weather and the turnout. Our headliners did an amazing job I really enjoyed Kaylee Cardinal, and Dan Mangan was really great to see. Seeing Valdi, who's just a living legend, was really great to have back at the festival, and I'm so glad that the younger people that may not have seen him in the past got a chance to hear his music. As an organizer, I don't get an awful lot of chance to see full sets, but I hear bits and pieces of everything as I'm moving around. And it's been a really great festival, and everybody that I've talked to seems to say the same.
Cool. It seemed like this year there's a lot more kind of younger, teenage, you know, 20-year-old people and families. You've been coming to this thing a long time. How has it changed over the years? Kind of where are we at today?
The festival has gone through an evolution over the years. This is the 41st festival, and I'm happy to report that it's very family oriented at this stage in its evolution. Many of the kids that may have run around having more fun than they were supposed to are now adults and bringing their families here and also possibly participating as volunteers or coordinators. So the family focus is a big thing for our festival, and what's great about that is that we have multi-generational coordination, organization, and so we get an input from people of all ages coming from all different backgrounds to make it what it is.
You know, we noticed that usually the ticket prices have been going up every year. It can change the dynamic of the people who come to the festival. How has that changed over the years?
We make a big effort to keep our festival financially accessible to people. The Bulkley Valley Folk Music Society is a nonprofit society. And so as a nonprofit society, we're able to take advantage of other funding sources to keep our pricing down. And so it's important to us to keep our pricing at that level. And we didn't increase from last year. And if at all possible, that's what we try to do, is keep our pricing the same, even as everything else goes up around us, because everyone's struggling and we all deserve music in our lives. And if somebody can't afford the entry price, we have volunteer opportunities so that they can come down and put some sweat equity into being able to attend festival.
One of the things that we've seen this year is a number of names who've come back to the community, who started out their musical career or were born here and have left and have done well, have been successful, and are here this year. We talked to Teresa, we talked to Dan Mangan and Toby Moisey. We're all off in other places, but doing very well. How do you think this festival, coming all these years, 41 years, has influenced a lot of the musical talent that is here locally, but also kind of goes out, we export it out of here, and it keeps it be doing well?
It is actually quite a phenomenon how such a small town has produced so many high, high, high level musical talents. I'm not sure that the BVFMS or Midsummer Festival can take full credit for that, but what our efforts have been is to provide opportunity for those people to perform in front of a crowd, to be elevated on stages next to musicians and artists that come from elsewhere, to collaborate with those artists, to be influenced and to influence those artists. But it's not just Midsummer Festival that effort comes from. We also have our youth guitar camp, which many of the people you mentioned started out as youth guitar campers and gained confidence as musicians and as people through that, and then had the opportunity to test out that new confidence in front of a crowd here at Midsummer Festival. We also have coffee houses that perform the same opportunity. And so our organization, part of our mission is to create those opportunities for people that may be looking to become professional or semi-professional musicians, or even people that just want to enjoy music and learn to be a musician. It doesn't matter to us what they want to do, how far they want to go with it, as long as they enjoy it and it's what they want to do. So the opportunities that are provided are there for the grabs, and those who that rise up to grab it may find that that opportunity leads somewhere, which the such as Teresa, there's many names that we could list off of really amazing musicians that have come out of the musical community in this valley, and I'm really happy that Midsummer Festival and the BVFMS have been able to be a part of that for so long.
Just last thing for you, Ryan, 41 years, what do you love about festival?
My absolute favorite part of festival is the volunteering and doing the work and being a part of the team and building that vibe through the work bees, through the organization as we lead up to festival that then we're then able to present to those attending festival. I think it's important that we are we start from a set point of community and working together to put this event on, and then when everybody shows up to see the music, that's the feeling and the vibe that we're presenting. And so being a part of the effort beforehand and during is honestly my favorite part of Midsummer Festival. The music and seeing the music and how happy people are is awesome here at the event, but I get the most satisfaction out of helping to make it happen in the first place. I'd encourage anybody that wants to be a part of the Midsummer family to get in touch with us. You can find us on our website, and that's smithersmusicfest.com. And you can find our contact information there. We'd love to hear from you earlier so that we can get you into the fold and find out where you want to be. And it's that, I think, is many people might not understand how fun it is to be a part of this group and put this event on. And so I really encourage you to get out there and try it out.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Happy festival.
Thanks, Dan, so much. Happy festival.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.